How you guys doing out there? It's your boy Wacky
and your boy Cheese,
and we're bringing a new podcast to you guys this week. It's games, movies, a little bit of everything, entertainment side, TV shows.
Absolutely, and we're coming to you live from the same garage as the Garage Pod. And last episode, A&A MMA was in here, I believe. I got one or two things to say. I've been listening up on a couple of the podcasts, and Ronnie and Wacky were talking about like most evil Disney dads, and Wacky came out with the Mighty Ducks dad, and then Ronnie was coming through with the Angels in the Outfield, his dad.
Yeah. And Harley, that's why Ronnie liked him.
I was listening, and Ronnie was trying to think of the actor's name that played in Angels in the Outfield, and he said Gordon Love Hewitt, and I wanted to say that's not what it was. I was fucking cracking up, and nobody corrected him on this, so it was Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
That's what I was going to say. Of,
which was, he got big for a second. He was in Batman Rise of the Dark Knight. He played Robin. He was in Looper, and I think 50-50 was another good one with him and Seth Rogen. But yeah, I was cracking up when I heard that shit. And then King, I want to make a little shout out to you, because I got my Busch beer sitting here, and you were talking about that was some dirtiness, level up from Natty, which is respectable, but I'm coming through with the tall boy Busch, so
the big one. The big one.
Yep. And then since we talk about other things than games and movies, I want to give a little shout out. 10th year anniversary of the Mixtape Kids from Mac Miller. I do have another funny story with Ronnie, actually. I went to go text him today about the mixtape being 10 years old, and I was just like, 10 years, how crazy 10 years went by and Kids has been out that long. And the text back was like, "Whose kids?" Blah, blah. I was like, "This is Robert." Yeah, I was like, "Oh no!" I was like, "Oh, I didn't." So I kept going with that. I was like, "Mac Miller." I was like, "Nobody's kids." I was like, "The mixtape, Mac Miller." I was like, "This is Robert, bro. Is this Ronnie?" He's like, "No." He's like, "I know Mac Miller, and he's one of my idols." He's like, "Shout out 10 years, kids." I was like, "Oh hell yeah!" And I texted him back. I was like, "Have a good day, man. That's awesome." So.
But yeah. It was not Ronnie.
It was not Ronnie, and I need Ron John's number there. Why you guys call him that? I was wondering.
He picked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I'll go with it. I'll flow with it.
Self-appointed nickname.
Yeah, which I guess is okay when you almost pass away on the podcast.
Yeah.
I guess you get to pick one.
Yeah.
He gets one.
Everybody. Yeah. My favorite.
So what do you think here, Cheese? What's the inaugural segment?
So since we're talking about a little bit of the other podcast, they've been asking the famous question of three things on an island and what would you bring with you. So I'm going to answer that question, and then I'm going to revert it into what three games or three movies, and out of games or movies, which one would you pick out of those two.
Okay,
so
that's awesome.
Yep. Three things, food and drinks for me. That's going to be this one's a little unorthodox compared to what I was hearing on there. I heard a Subway from the Ron, the sandwich, which was cracking me the fuck up. I heard like steak from a couple people, but I'm going to go with beef jerky. Yeah, I got to have the beef jerky. And brand wise, fuck, like Duma Meats beef jerky is some, it's a real good beef jerky, and I would probably pick that one. And if we're going with, I mean, Philly cheesesteaks from Authentic Cheesesteak right there. I've been in hog heaven like last couple days eating out there. Yeah, dude, it's super good. Definitely one of my top five favorites. And then This one is, I'm gonna go with the sweet side. I didn't hear a lot of sweets when I heard, so no. I'm a huge fan. I'm an ice cream nerd. I could eat a tub, a whale of a pail of fucking ice cream, no doubt. And I love chocolate cake batter handles, so I'm gonna take that with me as well.
Toppings.
I'm gonna be hydrated. I'm gonna be full. Toppings? No, I'm good on the toppings. I'll just chocolate cake batter straight up. I don't need nothing else with it.
He's a purist, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, it's cool with me. Drinks is a little harder, but I'm gonna need your help on this one, Wack. The chocolate milk in the glass from Acme.
Herschler's Dairy.
Yeah, Herschler's Dairy is gonna absolutely. That's a, like a brownie in a cup. It's so fucking good. It's one of the best. I have had one bad one before. Yeah, we've had one bad one. I would say overall you're good. It's expensive. It's an expensive drink, but yeah. That's a strong recommendation. That's
fire.
That good. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's from the fountain of gods.
Yes,
no doubt.
Straight from the teat.
And then I'm like wacky. I'm less like wacky on the coffee side. Iced coffee is the only type of coffee you'll catch me probably drinking. But I'm gonna go on the energy drink side, and I'm gonna pick the classic Red Bull as one of the top ones. Like I fuck with the Red Bull vodka, Red Bull drink. That's right up there. And then root beer, I think, is the third.
Ooh,
yeah. Barks root beer. Yeah, absolutely. I knew what you were gonna ask. Right? Yeah, Barks is good as fuck. So those are my island choices right there for
nice,
you.
Nice, dude.
I wanted to get in the mix on that one.
Respectable.
Three movies and three games. That's gonna be a lot tougher. A lot tougher for me. We're gonna get into probably a couple of these movies, honestly. Like maybe. Right off rip, I think one of my favorite movies, I don't know if you could consider it like one of the best movies, but one of my favorite movies I've seen in the last 10 years is Interstellar. Interstellar is nice. Fucking, I love sci-fi. I'm a big sci-fi fan, and I know it gets a little wishy-washy like in there, like little late in the movie, but I think it's a pretty fucking good one. It portrays outer space pretty well.
Yeah.
And it looks great. It's all right storyline, pretty good. Matthew McConaughey is awesome in it. And I think Jessica Chastain and the dude that played Alfred, old guy in the Batman movies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Michael
Caine.
Yeah, Michael Caine. Yeah, that's
Michael
right.
Michael Caine.
Interstellar is going to be one of them for me. I could watch. It's a long movie. I like that movie a lot. What's up, Slim? I'm gonna pick also you're in there. Welcome to the Whack and Cheese movies and other things.
Whack and Cheese.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Interstellar's a good pick, dude.
Yeah,
I like
so
that.
I got, we're on the island pick, so I asked movies or games, what are you taking to the island with you, Slim? That's what we're on right now. Oh, no. Okay, so that was
his choice. Yeah.
But now you got to pick three movies and three games that you're going to take with you.
Three movies and three games.
Yeah. Yeah. You're stuck on the island with just those six items.
Probably one of the Grand Theft Autos.
That's fair. Yeah. Newest one?
I don't know. Probably GTA.
Vice City's dope, though. If they could remaster Vice City, I think that would be my favorite GTA.
I do like Vice City.
That's the one that put me onto GTA super heavy.
Probably. Fuck. Skyrim.
Yeah, a lot of people love Skyrim. I never got hip, but yeah, I respect it as a game.
One or the other.
Same people. Yep. What is that, Bethesda? Okay.
Number three. Damn, I don't even know.
Game wise, you throwing the UFC on there?
I didn't even have number three. We'll see what the new one's like.
Yeah, number three ain't making the list. Trust me.
We'll see what tomorrow's like.
The career mode wasn't good enough to make the list, but the mechanics were pretty decent.
Is it still pretty loud on there? Or is it all right?
Good. Good. Yeah. All right. So I'm still on there. I picked Interstellar as my first movie, and I'm going with the original Predator, like Arnold and the gang. Like there's so Carl Weathers. You got
Dylan, son of a bitch.
Jesse the Body on there. There's a lot of good quotes from Predator that I really like. So I'm definitely picking that as one of my favorite movies as well.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go comedy on the third one. And I'm picking Pineapple Express.
I agree.
Yeah, that's classic. Just like that came around like right when I was in high school. It hit the perfect time for me.
It's your Animal House.
Yeah. Superbad's up there as well. But I mean, I love Pineapple Express. Was such a great movie for my time, and it was right when I got into smoking and stuff. So
yeah,
I absolutely enjoy it. Those are my three. I would take those three anytime.
Extremely quotable movie.
Yeah, hell yeah. Just like Tommy Boy. Mm-hmm. I know that's probably going to be one of yours.
Oh, yeah. I guess. Yeah.
We got an ashtray by me?
You can just do it on the ground. You're good.
Okay, cool.
You want me to do my three or you want to do your games first?
Go ahead, pick your three. I'll do my games next.
My first one is definitely Tommy Boy, like she said.
No, I knew it.
Chris Farley is the man. R.I.P. Forever in our hearts.
Absolutely.
He's a fucking comedic genius and will forever be missed. But yes, Tommy Boy could put the movie on mute and probably recite the entire movie. We might have to do it one of these times.
Yeah, we'd be pretty close, I would say, dude, honestly.
I think so.
I've seen it a lot.
Yeah, in our whole life.
Oh, yeah. It's an Ohio movie, too. You can't go wrong with it.
Get a flight to Cuyahoga Falls.
Yeah, on some fake shit.
Yeah, on some fake shit is right.
I don't know who thought of that. I'm going to have to find the director on that one.
That's my first one. Number two. I'll go classic Arnie action movie as well with Commando. Commando is literally Arnold Schwarzenegger's best movie. Now, I know that's a hot take. Ooh, and Terminator's probably better.
Yeah, that's a suit. And Predator's great.
Personally, for me, Commando, bro. Fair.
You know what Arnie movie I just watched? Sorry to take it from you. Dude, I just watched Total Recall, the original. That was pretty fucking wild, dude. It was a wild-ass movie. It's futuristic, like dystopian, kind of like Blade Runner-ish, but it was like the people fucking with his memories and shit. But yeah, it was dope. I like it.
Eyes.
Yeah, Arnie's got some, like, Commando, I don't think I've seen, to be honest. So I'm kind of like, fuck, I don't have nothing to say about
it. What does he say? Let off some steam, Bannon.
Yeah.
When he hits him with that fucking pipe at the end.
That's, dude. I think I've seen that just in a YouTube clip or something, but. Yeah, dude, I've never seen Commando, like, from front to start.
Yo, the best part about that is when I was a little kid, way too little to be renting that movie, Wads took me and Josh to Blockbuster right up here, and we rented it probably every weekend,
Blockbuster.
But that's my second one. So we got Commando and Tommy Boy.
Yep.
For my third one.
Ooh.
I don't know. There's so many. It has to be like a serious one, I feel like, because I got the comedy, I got the action. Now you got to come back down to earth.
Yeah.
Which is it? It's either The Last Samurai, Tom Cruise, or Gangs of New York.
Gangs of New York's pretty
good. Those are my two, so I'll probably have to go with Last Samurai, dude.
Really?
Really.
I'm going to have to give that a rewatch, then.
Dude, Last Samurai, fire.
Wait, is that all, Jack?
Did you? Yep, that's all three of mine. Tommy Boy, Commando, The Last Samurai.
Wait, so I have to choose movies or games, or I get three movies and
No, you get three movies, then we'll go back through and do three games.
Oh, okay.
You choose games over movies in general.
Yeah.
Well, we did, like, food and drinks, so I feel like we should do, like, movies and games.
Yeah, no.
Okay, so movies, I'm going my all-time favorite movie, Space Jam.
Okay.
I love Space Jam.
That you did. I can attest.
Super, like, just very popular movie, Godfather.
Yep. And just then, one or two? Because two supposedly is the best one, right?
I just get the original joint.
Yeah, one.
I can recall one more than I can recall two.
I'm trying to think of my last one.
Two.
Big Daddy. Oh, you know what? Yeah, Big Daddy.
Big Daddy for the number three.
I heard you mention that for Adam Sandler's top movies on your podcast.
Yeah. All right, well, what's your games, homie? You ain't done.
Yeah, you might as well start the games.
All right, first and foremost, my favorite video game of all time, Donkey Kong 64.
Yeah,
great yellow adventure. Cartridge.
Yeah, like yeah,
yeah, yellow cartridge. Let me get the what was the last NCAA they made, like 14? Denard Robinson, I'm pretty sure.
Was it or it was him or RG3?
14. It was like 14. Yeah. So that, just because, like, I need a sports game, and that will give me endless... This dude's playing Pokemon! And then, speaking of...
We all love the Pokemon.
Give me Pokemon Stadium. Oh, you know what? I can't... No, I can't have two.
Pokemon Stadium?
Nah, I can't have two Pokemon games. Two Nintendo joints in there. You know what? I lied. Give me Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
Top three game I've ever played in my life.
Yeah. Agreed.
Hell yeah. So the game earlier, you were talking about Fallout, Fall Guys. Fallout Guys.
Fallout Guys.
Fall Guys.
Fallout Guys, boys, men.
Yeah, Fall Guys. You were saying it was a mix of Fortnite and Mario Party. And you were thinking of a third game. And I think that's the third game you were looking for, honestly.
What?
Fuck. What'd you just say?
My last one?
Yeah. What was the last one? You said Breath of the Wild. What was before that?
Donkey Kong?
Yeah.
Donkey Kong, and then I said NCAA.
No, we just mentioned it. Fuck.
But there's like another game that I'm totally missing that game is
very similar.
Similar to. I just can't think of it.
Fuck, I just had it and I lost it. I'm embarrassed.
Dude, that's what happened to me.
I was just like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
And I still just have lost it. Like, I can't think of what the fuck.
Trying
it
to think of it too hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're overshooting it in your mind. So what do you guys, what's yours, Cheese? Your three games.
Is that a new thing, Cheese?
Nah, that's what they call me now. Yeah, that's a couple years, like
4 or 5 years, right?
Here you go. Yeah. Games. God of War. Yeah, just.
God of War?
God of War, the new God of War is definitely in it. Oh, yeah. That's the best game on the PS4 out right now, and probably for the rest of the life cycle for the PS4.
For everyone on this planet?
No, I'm just saying, like, exclusive-wise, I think exclusives are done, as far as I know, on PS4.
Really?
Yeah. Ghost of Tsushima and The Last of Us were, like, the real last big ones to come out, because a PS5 comes out in, like, November, October, November, December, yeah. Probably.
Which one? It was like 3 months.
No, it's probably December. If I had to guess, it was probably early December, PS5.
Did you bring that cord slide? The one that hooks up to the laptop to the...
What, so what's three then? Or no, what's two? Yeah, because you're on God of War. The newest God of War.
Yeah, the newest God of War. Badass. 10 out of 10. Okay. Phenomenal story. Great fucking action and gameplay. Like, the graphics are off the charts. It was real good game. Nice. Awesome game. If anyone here hasn't played it, you gotta fucking play it.
I reserved the copy a year or two in advance. Never picked it up.
Never picked it up.
What a fucking ugh, dude.
Sick about it.
Yeah.
Fucking sick about it.
Where's the remote for the TV?
Over there by the TV. It's like right in front of the TV.
Second game I'd pick is the new Spider-Man.
Yeah,
I'm a huge fan of Spider-Man, and for some reason, like, I know the game sold huge,
yeah,
and was like a hit for PS4, but not a lot of my friends played Spider-Man. I only know of like a few people who actually played the game.
Yeah,
and I called it out before I played it that I was gonna platinum it, and that's the only game that I platinumed on PlayStation. So Spider-Man is definitely going down with me in the island. Like, I fuck with the heavy.
I just platinumed the second Spyro. I platinumed the first one. I just got the second one. I'm about to get the third one here soon, but UFC is dropping tomorrow, so it's gonna be a while.
Get rid of that Xbox Slim.
No, Slim, you're fine.
Get rid of it.
You're good.
Xbox is better over here. Big dog.
It's all about love in this room. No hate.
No, it's not. They're both good. I won't segregate you, but it's all right. You can keep missing out on good games.
But if you're a PC player, fuck.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You could just go fuck yourself. No doubt.
Unless you're Slim playing Pokemon, then.
I hate that shit. You're still a friend. I get super hardcore.
Pokemon Uranium.
Oh, whoa. Exclusive.
Fan-made game.
Dude, you're going to have the FBI knocking
on
the door.
Yeah, dude, what are you fucking doing? People are all like, what? Nuclear we just get a million views Pokemon off shit. A Pokemon Uranium fucking leak right from Niantic.
All right, you guys, that was a producer error. I apologize. We're going to go straight into the boy Cheese's three video games on the island. I present to you Rob Cheese.
Hello. So we're coming back with the third game out of the three choices on the island. I still haven't decided because I got a couple games in mind.
Yeah, we'll name them and we'll help you.
There's a game recently I've been playing that's a co-op game, and it's one of the hardest fucking games I've ever played, dude. One of the hardest. I spent, me and Zach Lehman, shout out Zach Lehman.
Hey.
We were playing some Cuphead. And Cuphead's been out for a minute. It was a Xbox exclusive. It came to the PS4 like last week. And me and Zach.
What was the first thing you said, Rob?
You heard me. We won't bring it back to that. But yeah, that's an Xbox blessing over there, Slim. I appreciate that one. Cuphead, dude. Like, co-op, it's hard enough, like, single player. But when you play co-op, it makes it a little bit harder because, like, you got two people on the screen that it kind of fucks you up because you lose sight. You, like, lose track of who you're really following, and you'll be like, oh, fuck, I'm looking at Zach's character.
But there's no mark to, like, delineate him, really. But it can't be too bright.
It's Cuphead and Mugman. That's like it's like Mario and Luigi. Yeah. So you play as Cuphead and Mugman, and you play in, like, a Mario-esque level or, like, island design where you start off on the first part of the island, the second part, and the third part to get to the boss. So, the start of this game is you're it's like a 1920s Mickey Mouse animated style game.
Yeah.
So like it's pretty badass. Like the animation on it is pretty wild. And so you start, and it starts with you gambling in the casino, and Cuphead makes like he's feeling hot. He's rolling a bunch of dice, and then he rolls like something that gets him up real crazy, and the owner of the casino, which is the devil, comes by and he just like makes him one last deal. He's like, if you win this dice, I'll give you the rights to the casino, and then if you lose, I get your soul, pretty much. So like the devil went down to Georgia. Yep. pretty
devil
much
went to Jamaica.
Yeah.
You guys know that one?
No, I don't.
It's the weed one.
It's probably a better one.
Yep.
So he rolls snake eyes and you lose, and you're fighting through a bunch of bosses and like open run and gun type levels, platforming levels to play through, and it's a real good time. It took me 3 hours to play the last boss with Zach, and I drank probably like 10 beers in between that, so we got fucked up. But once we beat the first boss, we started cruising through the levels, which was crazy. We like beat three more levels after that.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's like you got to keep playing and learning to like just figure out the levels and go through, but Cuphead's been a pretty fun one. But
heard.
Slim, that GTA, I don't know. It is a fun game. It's a game. Call of Duty, though. I think Call of Duty is probably the third slot. I'm sorry to go into Cuphead so far. So,
no,
like,
you're good, yeah.
Call of Duty, the franchise, is my third game.
When you said island, I'm thinking no internet. I'm thinking games I can play by myself, which I will drive around on GTA for hours.
Yeah.
Just bullshitting.
Oh, yeah.
Doing ramps over hills. Like,
you can do anything. You can just fucking cruise in whatever car, shoot whatever up.
Yeah, I'm thinking like no
open
internet.
World. Yeah. It's a good, solid game.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
I agree. So what the newest Call of Duty?
The newest Call of Duty. I'm a Call of Duty fanboy.
So any Call of Duty.
Not any Call of Duty, because there's been a couple bad ones, if we're going to be honest. Yeah. Like, I wasn't a fan of Ghost. I wasn't a fan of Advanced Warfare.
Same developer?
They switch on and off every time. No,
that's what I'm saying. Was it the same one that made the poopy ones, though?
Advanced Warfare and Ghosts were two different developers, I believe. Yeah, that's... I don't know if Treyarch was one of those, but I think Infinity War was Advanced Warfare.
Yeah.
Which Infinity War made the original Call of Duty Modern Warfare 4. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare.
Classic.
Yeah, the classic. And then they made this one, I believe. I could be wrong on that.
Yeah.
It might not be Infinity War, to be honest. I don't think it is. But the newest one is dope. Like, I fuck with the Battle Royale. The online multiplayer is pretty great. I like all the guns. It's like modern, so it's nothing like made up or nothing. But it plays pretty good, and the new update was pretty dope. Stadium opened up.
I saw the bomb, like they blew up the top.
Yep, and the train came out, and they like fixed a couple different parts of the map, like just like different sections, like the farmland and like shit like that, the quarry. But Call of Duty as a franchise, I remember like Call of Duty throws back so hard for me because I remember just like waiting in line at midnight and just like reading about it at Ellett's library, being in the library and just being like Game Informer, looking at the newest Call of Duty. I can't. Me and all my friends just like, we always met up after school and just hopped online, and it was just kind of like this. You would just get online and talk, and it was
nostalgia.
So it's pretty close to the chest for me. So yeah, I'll give Call of Duty for number three.
Good
go
one.
Ahead. Go ahead, Wacky.
I like that. Those are six good games that you guys chose there. I like those. So for me, I've played most systems other than like Sega Dreamcast because I'm not a weirdo.
Played a little Dreamcast.
Okay. But
remember House of the Dead?
No.
The game inside of Pronios that you would play?
Oh, okay, yeah.
That was a Dreamcast game to start out with.
That needed to stay an arcade game.
Yeah, fair enough.
100%.
Yeah, whatever. Sonic is the only other thing you're getting on Sega that was big.
Original Sega is fire.
Yeah.
Sega Dreamcast.
You had Paperboy and shit on Genesis? That shit, yeah.
First game, this is in no particular order at this point. Maybe I'll rank them, but Fable 2 is one of the best games of all time.
You're excited about the new one, aren't you?
I am. I haven't seen anything like gameplay-wise.
I hope they play a good trailer for us. But
yeah, because the last, what'd they try to do with the last one? It was on the Wii or some shit, or they were trying to use like the camera system for the Xbox more, so
it
you
was,
had to operate with your hands.
It was not the same type of Fable as the last couple. I know that for sure.
I didn't even buy it.
What was it, like Fable Legends or something like
something
that?
Something like
Legacy
that.
Or I think it was something like that.
Yeah. But, 3's even good, but 2, I've never played the first one.
I'll
say that.
I watched you play one of them.
Yeah. We can go upstairs right now and play both. Them boys are good.
I know you like the Ultimate Alliance, too.
Yeah, Marvel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we fuck with the superheroes super heavy on the Whack and Cheese podcast, there's no doubt.
100%, especially the games.
Monty's a square for love, and Batman is his top hero. I know that. Nobody mentioned Spider-Man when they mentioned their favorite superheroes. I couldn't fucking believe it.
World's greatest detective.
Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. And Spider-Man whoops him down. It doesn't matter.
Ooh.
Any day, any time. They're the same person, but one's rich and one's poor. One's more relatable.
You need to stop watching so much Death Battle, bro.
Oh, ooh. Yeah, you love the Death Battle finale on that one. Captain America got beat, though, so you got that one, Batman. So, I mean, Cap's a good win. That's fair.
Somebody else murked Batman. Like, beat Batman up like that?
Yeah, well, he's a normal guy. He's easy.
Was it Aquaman?
Batman's dope, and I heard you guys. This is another one. I'm sorry to steal it from you again, Wack, but this is another one that I heard you guys talking about. Best Batman. That's a tough one because I agree with you, Monty. I don't think that what's his face? Who played in the new Batman, so I can't think of his
Affleck.
Name.
Affleck.
No.
Christian Bale.
Yeah, Christian Bale. What the fuck? I don't know why I blanked out. Christian Bale doesn't have the right physique for Batman. But his movies are the best, there's no doubt about that. So and then I heard Slim throw out the Batflack, and I like the Batflack. You
Ben
think
Affleck.
Ben Affleck was a good Batman? I thought that's what you said on the
front.
Oh, shit. Okay. Maybe it was someone else. King. I'm sorry. Yeah, King. Somebody shouted him out. But I don't... I think Michael Keaton so far. And then I'm excited for Pattinson to play Batman.
Yeah.
Pattinson.
Yeah, it could be his redemption from Twilight, for real.
Yeah.
This could be a big moment in his career for
him.
Dude,
The Lighthouse was pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
No, you were telling me about it.
Lighthouse was... You guys seen Lighthouse by chance?
Him and Willem Dafoe?
Oh, yeah. Lighthouse was dope. Lighthouse was a good movie.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
All right. Jeez. I feel like cheese is a little bit quiet. All right. Anyways, I had the listeners write in and ask you guys some questions. So our first one is Gladys from Ypsilanti, Michigan, who asks, what movie decade do you guys think was the best? The 80s, 90s, 2000s, or 2010s? And why? Ypsilanti, Michigan.
Eucalyptus?
Eucalyptus, Michigan.
Well, shit. That's a tough one, Wacky. What do you think?
Yeah. I would say, off top, without thinking about it, 90s. Like, just because the movies that pop into your head from the 90s, like, drawing a blank on them. How funny is that, dude? Like the Wayans Brothers movies, shit like that is what I was thinking of. Like Don't Be a Menace, How High, all those kind of movies. Those were 90s,
that's
right?
90s? Yeah, I think so.
Friday is 90s.
There's a couple 90s movies.
I just feel like 90s, because they made, it's
we're
not like they're
some good ones. I know that.
Yeah.
Like, you're definitely.
The original Point Break came out in the 90s.
All right.
Right?
What, Swayze?
Or was that like 87
was that
or 88?
Keanu?
Yeah, Keanu and Swayze.
Yeah.
When he's going to shoot him and then he just shoots up in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
I
don't know, though. The 80s had some fire ones, too. So action movies started in the 80s, for real.
Do shows count in that category? Because Sopranos is 90s gold. That might be early 2000s, though. I might be wrong on that.
Movies.
Point
Break was 1967.
I'm going to say...
Point Break?
Wait, 2019.
No, there was a...
There's two Point Blanks. One was 2019, the other was...
I think I'm going to go with...
Keanu probably was like six years old.
It might be the 70s or 80s.
That's what
it's I 70s or 80s. 70s has what? They have what? Star Wars?
Oh,
that was
Break.
Yeah, Point Break.
Yeah.
Point Break.
Yeah.
Point
Break was 1991.
Oh, yeah, that's a 91.
Yeah.
Yeah, so set in 80s or 90s.
Well, let's think of 70s first. Let's go up top.
Cool
all
Hand
the way
Luke.
Up.
That's old
70s?
School? Yeah, I think so.
Really?
All those Clint Eastwood Cowboys movies were the 70s, I think.
I don't think that's Clint Eastwood. Cool Hand Luke.
No,
it's
like
a prisoner movie.
Yeah. Cool Hand Luke is...
I forget the name of the movie, actually. We saw it in
face?
School.
Yeah.
But, all right, so
the
70s has Star Wars, right? 79,
yeah.
New Hope. But then you get Empire in the 80s.
Yeah, but then that counts as the 80s because there's
right,
two in
right,
the
80s. That's fair. But just the start of Star Wars, A New Hope, the 70s gets that.
Yeah.
That's fair.
It gets New Hope.
Terminator. Look up Terminator, please, Monty. I believe that was...
82.
80s?
I think it was 82.
The first one?
Yeah. Yes.
It might be...
1984.
Okay. 84. So Terminator's in the 80s. Then we get Godfather.
Yeah.
80s or 70s? That might be late 70s, early 80s.
1972.
Okay. So...
Wow.
So, yeah. So we...
Came out
so we got Godfather in the 70s, and we have Star Wars in the 70s.
Yeah, Godfather and Star Wars.
Do we have
Quick and the Dead? When did all those like spaghetti westerns with Clint Eastwood? Those are the 70s, right?
1995.
Okay.
Or wait, why does it say there's one in 87 and one in 95?
There's hella remakes is the problem here.
Yeah.
Oh, Quick and the Dead. Yeah, that was a film.
Yeah. I can't think of any. I'm trying to think of
give
any
me,
of his cold
give me,
or old ones.
When was A Clockwork Orange made? I think that was 70s.
Yeah, late 70s, early 80s.
Clockwork Orange is fucking fantastic.
1971.
Yeah.
Wow.
Great fucking film. I love that movie. That goes down. I have
Warriors.
And one of my questions here I have sitting here is one of like the greatest performances by an actor. Yeah, Warriors is great.
Fire.
Sorry to cut you off.
No, you're
good,
dude.
I love Warriors. It's
awesome.
I was
just throwing it out there.
Clockwork Orange has one of the fucking best performances by an actor of all fucking time. Malcolm McDowell in the lead as fucking Alex.
And you know him. You know Malcolm McDowell. That's the thing. Everybody knows
who
he is.
You've seen him as an old person in this, but you've never seen him as a young person, ever. And he is so... The movie is so, like, different and dystopian and just, like,
dark.
A different feel. It was one of the darkest movies when it came out. It is, like... It's just a roller coaster of a movie. It has its ups and downs. It finishes on a good note. It's a Stanley Kubrick fucking classic. It's my favorite Kubrick film. Probably. It's that or Full Metal Jacket. I think The Shining's overrated. Is that fair? That's a hot take.
The Shining's
that's
overrated.
Super fucking hot take.
I agree.
I agree.
It's not a bad movie. It's just overrated.
I watched it like half a year ago, and people were telling me that it was like a super scary film, and it was just like way ahead of its time, and Jack Nicholson plays like such a fucking great part in it, and it is a good film. I'm not saying it's bad.
No.
I just think I was a little let down on the scariness aspect, and I wanted a little more because there's like a power in it called The Shining. That's why the movie's called that. A little spoiler alert for you. So it is a good movie, but I think it could have did a little more, and it's definitely not like scary for like modern times terms. Like it's okay.
Totally agree.
So to answer Gladys's question,
I think so. We got to keep going. The Shining. Yeah. Well, we named a couple good movies in the 70s, but we're missing a lot. The 80s got Breakfast Club for sure, which is one of my favorite movies. What
Ferris
else can
Bueller's
you think of?
Day Off.
Yeah, that's back
when
to
did Caddyshack. Come
when
out?
Did Back to the Yeah Caddyshack's probably the 80s. Yeah, Back to the Future. When the 80s.
1985.
Yeah.
Every action movie you can think of. With dudes with
Predator,
muscles.
Yeah, Predator.
Rambo.
Yep.
He-Man, or not
Rocky.
He-Man.
Rocky probably had fucking Rocky
Conan.
4 at the time.
Rocky.
Conan the Barbarian, bro.
Rocky was 70s, the original.
What does he say?
But Rocky 2 came out in 97.
What? No.
Or, I'm sorry, not 97, 79.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah, so Rocky's is in the
70s. And Rocky 5 came out.
It's 80s or 70s.
Okay.
So I'm sure there was one Rocky.
There hasn't
in
been
between there.
There's not like revolutionary movies like that anymore.
Everything's
which
a remake.
Is fucking sad.
What was the last revolutionary movie?
Recently? In
Interstellar
recent times,
was a good pick by you.
It's people, I'm telling you right now, there's a lot of people that will pick that film apart, and I've heard it a million times. And Christopher Nolan has a lot of fucking good movies. Honestly, like. No, Christopher Nolan. He's a director. Dark Knight. He's got Inception, Interstellar, Dunkirk, fucking Memento, The Prestige. He's a real good director. But fucking,
the butt stage.
The last revolutionary film might have been Lord of the Rings. Dead serious. Like, last phenomenon. Like, the Avengers are a phenomenon. That's the big phenomenon
of
our time.
You had me at Lord of the Rings, bro.
But Lord of the Rings set all the records. It set the bar. Avatar was huge. Avatar is a huge fucking movie. That movie was on another scale, but it didn't capture my like not imagination. It didn't just like grab me as a film. Like I just didn't gravitate to it like I do to Star Wars or like I do to other fan Lord
People
of the
got
Rings.
Depression
like,
after that movie. Because they were depressed.
They wanted to be
in
Pandora,
world.
Right?
Yeah,
that shit's wild.
Yeah, it was a real, like, people were actually going to psychiatrists and psychologists saying they were depressed after watching the movie. Because they couldn't live there.
But, yeah, the last revolutionary film might have been Lord of the Rings.
Return of the King.
But Avengers
Oscars.
Is there, though. Like, Avengers is such a... It was well thought out. It was fucking paced. Like, they had a plan. That's like, the most important thing about... When you're going to make a story or do... Like, look at...
Multi-movie
look
continuities.
Look at Game of Thrones. Like, Game of Thrones fucking fell apart at the end because the directors tried to get the fuck out of there. Mm-hmm. They were trying to do something else. They didn't have a plan. They were on the fly. George R. R. Martin didn't fucking write the end of the book, so they were left out to dry, and I give them that, like, credit to it, that respect. But other than that, like, they didn't have a plan. They didn't know how it was going to end, and then you got a fucking disastrous ending to the fucking season. The biggest show of all time collapsed because it didn't have an ending. That was the biggest phenomenon. Fuck movies. Game of Thrones was up there with any movie that you could fucking name. And that's the one that really...
Fuck movies on this movie podcast.
I know. I love movies. Don't get me wrong, but Game of Thrones is up there with any fucking movie you can name. That was the cultural phenomenon at the time. Like, Star Wars was big, but Game of Thrones might have been bigger. And that's a super hot take, probably. They made a Star Wars fucking land in Disney World. That's how big Star Wars is. Like, that's a $1 billion fucking property. And this Game of Thrones came out of nowhere, and you got an ending that fucking people were disappointed with. And if that was the cultural phenomenon, but Lord of the Rings will always be looked at as better because it ended well. Yeah, that's like the thing. If I had to point anybody at movies, that's the legendary last series that came out.
Yeah.
But Harry Potter was big, too. That was the last cultural phenomenon. Twilight was a cultural fucking phenomenon, but neither of those I was into, personally.
So is this you guys breaking down the 2010s?
It's gotta be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is what's recent. You asked me what the most recent phenomenon was, and that's what I can give you.
But going back to Gladys's question.
Yeah, Gladys's question.
Decade movies. I'm going 70s.
Yeah.
Wow. When's Alien? Look up Alien. If that's 80s, I'm going 80s.
Dang, one movie?
Well, because Terminator, I mean, there's a lot.
1979.
Yeah, I'm going 70s.
70s. I agree.
A unanimous agreement from Whack and Cheese. To answer your question, Gladys, it's the 70s.
When Taxi Driver come out? That's another 70s film, 70s. I'll bet.
76.
Yeah, yep. 70s. I'll give you a fist bump, too.
Thank you.
I needed the fist bump. So thank you, Gladys from Ypsilanti, Michigan, for that. All right, next we have Giovanni from Strong Island. Whoa. Hey, boy. Can you move your fucking taxi? Jesus Christ. I'm trying to go eat my fucking Nana's sauce, guy. He asks, what is your favorite Italian mafiosa movie of all time?
Whoa.
We'll start with Jack.
Yo. This is going to be crazy, and most people probably have not heard of this movie, and it's not a serious movie whatsoever, but Mafia. The movie is called Mafia. Look that shit up.
I know the game.
Nah, dude. It was a comedy that came out in the 90s with Jay Moore. Bro, it dogs every Italian mobster movie that ever came out, and it's fire. Yeah.
It's like Mafia with an exclamation point.
With an exclamation point, bro. Yeah?
Damn.
Killing it. Killing the game. For as serious as people want to take those gangster movies, this shit's all over it. Yeah, and I love it. It's a good movie. Italian gangster movie.
Show is Sopranos. Movie is fucking between... it's tough because I like a lot. There's a lot of them. Like Untouchables is pretty good. I like Goodfellas a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, Goodfellas is pretty fucking good. I would say Casino's pretty fucking good. I like De Niro a lot. Yeah. So I'm a sucker, yeah. Probably Goodfellas. Like, Goodfellas is just that's that classic movie everybody fucking talks about.
Classic old school Italian hitter.
Oh, yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah. Yep. Right.
So Mafia and what was yours, Cheese?
Goodfellas.
Mafia and Goodfellas.
Okay. And our last question for today's show from the listeners, we have Clarissa from Johnsonville, Tennessee, home of the smoked sausage.
Johnsonville.
She asks, if you could have one character who mainly appears in video games only, powers or abilities, who would they be and what would you do with them?
You want to start with this one, Wack? I'm gonna have to probably.
Who's
think
a video
about this.
Game exclusive, like super, like hero type deal? Kratos,
Mario, Kratos,
Infamous character,
Link.
Cole,
Link.
Infamous has got the electric prototype. Alex Mercer's got the fucking like Venom fucking shit going on. He's pretty, yeah, he's pretty wild. You got, yeah,
it sounds like you go first, bro. You know way more.
Well,
than
Master me. Chief has the crazy ability to jump and shit. He could jump out the gym.
That's an Xbox exclusive.
I mean, hey, we're naming, hey, we're naming powers, G. We naming powers. Like I could be the OG samurai and go with Ghost of Tsushima and cut you all up real quick too.
Hey.
Yeah. I'm going to have to think a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, off rip for me, I'll say Kratos because he's pretty much immortal. Yeah, he's and he's got all them powers, right? Yeah. He got all them things.
He's the god of war.
Every power you can think of, right?
Not every power. No. He does have wings to fly.
He's pretty much invulnerable unless it's like a god weapon.
Yeah. He has been stabbed straight through the gut by Zeus.
Yeah, Olympus sword,
yeah,
though.
Yeah,
hey, who's got one of them laying around?
Nobody.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody taking them. This is Goku level's character. Like, that's who I'm going to take. I'm going to take Goku because I've been playing Kakarot.
Oh, he's in manga,
so
though.
That counts as a
manga
game.
Manga and anime.
Does that count as a game? Ooh, oh, we got a
game exclusive
result from the judge, and he says it does not count.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, like Jack said, he's manga.
All right.
Kratos for show.
Let's think of some fighting games, right? We got like Sub-Zero and like fucking Scorpion and shit. We got
But those are like small scale powers, bro. Yeah. You
it
might
is.
As well
it
say
is
Shang
very.
Song.
It is very like Spider-Man. I would say too, but I'm gonna get the also Comics. Boot on that one, right? So,
Earthworm Jim, bro.
There's got to be some wild ones out there. We're missing some hardcore games with some powers, for sure. Like I know you like Dishonored a lot. They have a lot of powers in that, right? Assassin's Creed to be able to fucking just like
cut your pinkies off,
parkour
so
any
people.
Building that I want to fucking
Ring
parkour.
Finger.
I could parkour anything. I'm gonna go with fucking Assassin's Creed on a fucking limb real quick.
Yeah,
yeah. I want to be able to parkour any building. I'll sneak
do that
up
right
and
now.
Stab anybody. I'll go toe to toe with you with some swords or fucking long sword, axe,
training.
Anything. Yeah, I'm on your ass.
You could do it right now.
I'm on it.
Ooh, to be able to drink whatever and nothing ever bother you.
Yeah.
All right, those were all of our listeners.
So there's your answers.
Good question.
What time are we at?
45 minutes.
Oh,
we're shit. Good. We ain't even in the thick of it. We're just getting fucking started here.
Wait,
on the Whack and
what
Cheese.
What was my
Jesus
first
Christ.
Game, Fable?
I'm going to need another beer. Get me a Budweiser if you're at. I got to pee. I'll grab one.
Okay.
Should we
I'll go through the rest of my list real quick. Or do you want to pause?
No,
okay.
You keep going, Mike. I'll be right back.
Fable 2 was my first one on the desert island. I'll say Turok, but I can't remember exactly which one. It's the newest Turok. Like... But I don't know the name, the specific name. But it was the newest version of Turok because you could pin people to the wall with the bow, which is right up my alley.
You do like the bow.
I do love the bow. So there's Fable 2 in that, whatever version of Turok that is. And then I have to say probably Halo 3 is the one that infected where you could turn your speed way up and fucking hit each other with shit, like customized games. And four? Okay, so Halo 4 then.
No, you're right. Three.
Three?
You can turn the speed up, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that one where you can customize it and you play with your homies. The homies know who they are that played.
What's that?
We played Infected.
What's that console on? Or what's that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you play Halo on.
Yeah, when like multiplayer and Infected were huge. Like Z-Man played that with us.
You're right, Rob. Halo 3 was great.
Halo 3
but those
great.
Are my three. Fable
don't
2.
Don't make me whip out the exclusive, Slim. Don't.
Uncharted.
Last of Us. God of War. Ghost of Tsushima. Horizon Zero Dawn. Little Big Planet. Gran Turismo.
Little Big Dumps.
My top five. Halo, and Halo.
Yeah. The last good Halo was Halo 3, right? Can we agree on that?
Halo 4?
ODST.
Five.
Yeah, I heard the last Halo was definitely garbage for sure.
Pee break.
Delayed. Big news on the Whack and Cheese podcast.
Breaking news.
It just got delayed.
Aww.
Look it up right now, Monty, just to confirm here on the Whack and Cheese. That's a fucking big deal for real, because that was supposed to be an Xbox launch. Yes, yes. That's like the Spider-Man for PS4, pretty much. The Miles Morales.
Think so.
Yeah. Whack and cheese handed out last. You win some and you lose some on the Whack and Cheese.
Not coming out until 2021.
Yeah, that's what I read today. That fucking sucks, because for real, yeah, that's, and I think that, dude, you fucking say that, Slim, but that actually might cause a, like, dip in the sales for PlayStation side, for real, because, like, Spider-Man's supposed to come out for the PlayStation right away, mm-hmm. And that's, like, that's, if you're any type of fan of that, you're gonna get that, and if you were looking forward to Halo, you might be able to save up for a year and fucking buy an Xbox later and get it, you know? So, that could be a big blow for Xbox.
True.
That's the one game for sure, Slim, that I wish that was on PlayStation. Absolutely. Gears and Halo, that's what you got. You son of a fucking bitch. That's what you got.
The delay in the game?
Huh? What was the reason on the delay there, Monty?
They just said they're delaying it to ensure that they have an adequate amount of time their vision.
Sounds like a bunch of bullshit.
They also said COVID related impacts.
Yeah. Well, how, okay, so if COVID related impacts affected the game being delayed, then how the fuck are they going to manufacture PS4s or PS5s and Xbox fucking Series X? Yeah. How does that not affect that as well?
They wear masks in the factory.
Oh, yeah. They also jump out the fucking building onto the nets, too.
Whoa.
A little dark on the Whack and Cheese. A little dark.
It's the truth.
Yeah, it happens.
Foxconn.
But I digress.
Yeah.
Where were we?
We're on something new here. We can come out with another question, all right? So let's go. Let's dip back into movies. We were in games for a second.
Those were all 9 of our games.
Did you pick them all?
I did. Okay. My 3 were Fable 2, The Last Turok, and Halo 3.
Okay. Pretty good picks. I don't think I played Turok, to be honest with you.
I played cannot think of the name.
I played Turok on, like, I think it might have been like the Sega handheld, for real, which is a crazy shout out, yeah. But yeah, mine was God of War, Spider-Man, and Call of Duty. Mm-hmm. Any franchise series.
You remember yours?
What was Monty's? Go to my.
I had the NCAA 14, DK64, and Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Yes. What's the next one there, Cheese?
All right. Like I said, let's dip back into movies. We got a couple questions here we can tackle, for real. So, I got best animated show or movie. Do you have any of those in mind? What do you think? What's your favorite animated shows or movies?
That's so difficult.
Like, I got a lot of them, too, yeah. No doubt.
I can give you... Why don't we do 3 of those, too?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. My 3 favorite animes, without... Like,
doesn't have to be an anime. Yeah, it can be animated movie as well, but it falls into the same category because I included cartoons into this question as well. Okay. So like Tom and Jerry or something crazy like that can make the list.
Well, Dragon Ball Z and Naruto are on there for sure. Bang Bang.
Mm.
Those are my 2.
That's
favorite.
Huge. I can't believe Naruto makes the list that high for you.
Mm-hmm. Naruto.
I fucking love Dragon Ball.
When you sit down and watch it.
Yeah,
it is.
I haven't watched it.
Top tier.
That's what I hear, dude. Everybody loves Naruto.
Yeah. It starts out trash, like little kid stuff, but then by the time you get to the Great Ninja War, it is on par with any Dragon Ball Z saga.
Hmm.
Yep.
That's pretty bold statement. I like that.
Yeah, you know how I am with Dragon
Ball.
Yeah,
I know, I know. Jack's got definitely good advice on the anime. You see me rocking a fucking anime Baki shirt right now. I got the fucking My Hero Academia shirt on right now. Watch Baki. Baki. Oh, Baki on Netflix. I'm caught up all the way through. Yep. It's fucking dope, nasty, fucking big titty shit, dude.
You saw the old dude I was talking about.
Dude, there is a crazy fucking weird scene in one of the episodes that has, like, they're banging in it and shit, and it's weird.
Teenagers.
But Slim, for real, it is action-packed. It is nothing but fucking fighting. It is blood and gore to the maximum. I think there's, like, they're pretty explicit on the cussing and shit. Then it gets into, like, arena-style fighting, which, like, a lot of...
It's like the kumite.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of animes kind of get it. Like, Yu Yu Hakusho, even Dragon Ball recently has gotten into the arena fighting
The tournament game. Style.
Yeah.
I just started getting Bleach.
Haven't watched Bleach.
I haven't sat down.
I heard Seven Deadly Sins is good as well. I haven't
Netflix
watched that.
Netflix original?
Yeah. I've seen Attack on Titan. That's the other anime.
Haven't got into that either.
Afro Samurai is one of the best.
Fire.
Yeah.
Fire.
But go ahead, Wacky. Samurai you got. Jack. I'm just throwing them out.
No,
so
you're good.
You I'm keep going with your. Too. That's keep, what. Yeah.
Samurai Jack, I think, is my third.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got Dragon Old Ball, Naruto, and Samurai Jack.
And Samurai Jack. All right. There's a theme here. I do love the Asian themed shows. I guess they're better. It's quality television. What do you want me to say?
Some of them. But Baki's an American-made anime. What?
Probably Samurai Jack is too. If I had to guess, it's just like an American cartoon.
Yeah, probably it's Cartoon Network.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think? What are your three anime?
We were just throwing them out there. I gotta go back to like you said, American anime almost. Not even anime, just like TV animation. Like Archer.
Yeah,
I love Archer. John H. Benjamin, his voice is one of the best in animation, I believe.
He's the dude from the Arby's commercials now, not Bing Rames.
Yeah, Arby's. He did Bob's Burgers. He was like in Family Guy. He played like the gas station dude with Chris, who would talk about movies and shit like we are, which is funny. he played in he had a real old Home Movies. That was the old animation. He played like the...
Oh, the trash.
Yeah. It was weird. It was real weird.
The soccer coach or whatever. Gym teacher.
Yep. Gym teacher. I love Archer. Is awesome. It's good cast. It's just like a fun show to watch. It's like one of them, like before I go to sleep shows that I like turning on, like fucking around and having it in the background type. So I would probably put Archer up there as one of my favorites, which is a pretty bold statement.
Yeah, but it's a good show.
I like Dragon Ball, obviously. Yeah. I'm throwing Dragon Ball Z in. Let's just agree right now while we're on this list that Goku is like the top tier.
Number one.
He's there's just no competing with him.
Yeah, number one.
It's crazy.
One Punch Man's a gag character.
Yeah,
and anybody
fuck
else
him.
From any other universe doesn't.
No, Dragon Ball, like Goku is the chosen one. He's putting anyone down. He fucking aspires to fight. He's unreal.
He's the ultimate martial artist. And
he's
if we're talking about fighting,
goon.
Who wins? The ultimate martial artist.
The ultimate goon. He'll fight you any place, anytime, anywhere, any day.
He thought he was getting him.
I was about to fucking smack him out the way.
He's coming to get you.
Yeah, get the fuck.
Hey, bro, what you doing? Get out of here with that pop filter.
You could have told me to just scoot back. I didn't need a muzzle.
No. It's on there anyways.
Close. I keep going back.
No, it's like big pops.
Totally different. So it's like just like clicking into the.
Yeah.
Clipping.
Oh.
Pronounce words.
Oh, okay.
That's what that's for.
You should both have them, but it's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I like to pop. You know what I'm saying?
It's a good snap, too. Yeah. You heard it.
Yeah. So, fuck yeah, we are on Dragon
Ball.
Archer, Dragon Ball. And this third spot's going to be crucial. Because Archer, I can't believe I put that in the list, but it's getting in there. Yeah, I like Archer a lot. That's a top tier animated, like, TV series. They're pretty deep into the seasons too.
Yeah.
To think real hard about it, I'd have to go with I think Family Guy makes it.
Dang.
I think it
Josh
does.
Josh hates it.
I know, he hates it. I love fucking Family Guy though. And there's a couple other good, like Castlevania's been pretty good, but it's not that deep so far.
I agree.
Attack on Titan was good, but it's not that deep either, and it's okay. Dragon Ball is awesome, and I got it in there. Baki's pretty good, but nah.
Too short.
Yeah. Afro Samurai's pretty fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
Afro. Yeah, I love the concept of Afro a lot. I'm not a big fan of The Simpsons. Like, I think The Simpsons is a little overrated. It missed me with the time, I think.
Yeah.
I was too young. Yeah. Too young to watch this. Like, not watch
this. To enjoy it.
But yeah, to, like, really get what's going on. I think other people would say, like, American Dad, but I don't think so. I'm not a big fan of that.
No Can-Do'sville.
Futurama's a great one.
South Park.
South Park's also in there. Beavis and Butthead, like, King of the Hill, all the old ones, you know. I think Family Guy's better than all the ones I just named.
You think Family Guy's better than South Park?
Yeah, yeah, I do. It's longer. Dang. It's been on since 99. It's like SpongeBob. Like, SpongeBob's been out since 99. And SpongeBob is up there for my favorite shit of all time.
When did
I'm putting it, huh?
When did South Park start? Had to be right around then.
Yeah, South Park might be older, for real.
I don't know.
Look it up. We need a Monty lookup on this one. Which one's older, South Park or Family Guy?
South Park.
You think so?
2000.
99 is Family
Guy. It's Family Guy.
I know that for sure. Yeah. So all you got to look up is South Park. For
1997.
I had a feeling South Park was a little older.
Might as well started the same year. It's 2 years apart.
Yeah, I think I still think I'm picking Family Guy over Futurama, over South Park, over King of the Hill, over all those. So I got Dragon Ball, I got Archer, and I got Family Guy.
Family Guy, yeah. Huh? Those are his three animated series.
Yep. What about movies? I know you love Kung Fu Panda. That's got to be fucking one of your favorites.
Watched it on repeat as a senior in high school. Watched it almost every night. Fell asleep.
Shrek's got to be up there, right?
Shrek's good.
I think Shrek's one of the best animated movies.
Toy Story.
Yeah.
I mean, are we talking new?
Are we talking pedophile Tom Hanks? Or are we...
are we talking the Black Cauldron? From 87?
Or cocained out Tim Allen?
Ooh,
hot take. He was definitely big into the Coke Boys back.
That's what he got arrested for.
That is. But like, yeah. No, dude, Toy Story.
So many animated movies. You can't even.
The Space Jam count as animated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More animated than not.
Probably. At the end of the day.
Yeah. Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
I haven't seen it in a long time.
Let's go. That movie's fire.
Haven't seen it in a long time.
Come on.
Are you guys going to do a movie review this week?
We can do any movie review, but there's one thing that I do want.
Like, you guys watch a movie this week.
Oh,
sure.
We do it?
Yeah, absolutely. You can look forward to it. We'll pick a movie by the end of the podcast and we'll decide on it and just do a little critical review on it. A little fucking cheese review. Yeah.
Cheese will probably be more critical and I'll be more comedic. I assume.
Which is fine.
Yes.
I think. I'm here for the critical side, for sure.
That is my hard,
I want to get
hard
to the bottom.
Facts prediction.
Because there's a lot of shit we could really... This is just the intro. Like, there's so many movies and shows I want to really dive deep into, and we can do that later on. This
Dissections.
Having fun, hanging out, talking movies, talking games.
Yeah. That's getting our little feet
about.
Wet.
Yep. So, do we decide on a... animated movie that we think is the best?
I don't know, dude.
There's a lot of Pixar movies too, like Nemo's fucking Incredibles, Toy Story,
Monsieur Incredible.
There's some animated adult shit too.
Yeah,
we forgot to name Rick and Morty on our list, by the way, which is pretty sickening.
But
because I would probably throw that in over Archer. If
yeah,
I'm
but
be
they're
honest.
Sick for making us wait so long.
They
so
are.
That's their punishment.
And you know what else? To all the other people out there without fucking cable, I fucking love Rick and Morty, and it was like pulling fucking teeth to find anything to watch Rick and Morty new season on, and that's a problem.
Yeah, Adult Swim, get on it.
Yeah, right, dude. I'm telling you, I was on it week to week trying to fucking. I'm almost the mastermind. I fucking Fire Stick, anything. 1, 2, 3 movies, fucking anything. 1, 2, 3 movies.
Yeah, he's
I got them all. Yeah, it don't. What else? TV Shack.
Straight incriminated his.
Okay.
Yeah, guys, give up all the plugs.
Animation free.
None of these things exist.
They ain't listening.
No, but people who
he be fresh as hell with the fish.
But all I'm saying is, like, damn, it shouldn't be. I shouldn't. Adult Swim has them locked on their shit, and they'll give you like a free one. And that's what I was watching them. I saw the like train plot episode of the new season where they're on the train and it's like the story plot and they're going through it. It was pretty interesting and like actually pretty smart, to be honest with you. Not one of my favorite episodes, TBH. But it was cool to be heard. Yeah,
to be honest, to be heard.
All right, so I'm gonna go with probably Shrek. I'm going with Shrek. Yeah, fuck it. I'll agree with Shrek.
All right. Best animated movie, yeah. At least of our lifetime.
Yeah, of my time. Fuck yeah. Yep. So let's move on to another big one here. What's your favorite genre of movie? I think you told me earlier. Yeah. But
it's either action or comedy, that's for sure.
That is not what you said earlier.
No, what did I say earlier? It's off that the cuff, not, bro.
A fantasy.
Fantasy? What, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You told me fantasy earlier.
Yeah. But that you could say action, too.
I think I'm going with fantasy. Just because of Star Wars, just because of fucking Lord of the Rings, just because Terminator, Aliens, Predator, those are kind of all sci-fi fantasy. Like, I fuck with all
of those. I'll go with comedy then, since you're going to go with fantasy.
That's fine.
I'll go with comedy.
What's your top comedy?
Too many to mention, even, dude.
All right, give me Airplane, like. I know you like Tommy Boy.
Blazing Saddles.
Yeah, you like Space the classics. Balls.
And, yeah, dude, those History are all of the World Part 1.
Those are all. We were talking any 70s, Mel Brooks
80s. Yep. Movie, dude, kills it. I any agree. Of these. Life of Brian. Monty Python.
Life of Brian.
We could be here for 2 hours and me just naming old movies I love. But yeah, all those old school comedies, bro, they're too smart for their own good. That's the problem. They're fucking amazing movies.
Some of them. There's some. Yeah. I'm not. If we're going comedy side, I'm not the biggest parody movie guy. I'm not like a huge fan of scary movies.
Scary movie.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of like not another teen movie's all right. Meet the Spartans. No.
The 40-year-old virgin like, who knocked up Sarah Marshall and felt super bad about
absolutely
it.
Absolutely not. Like those type of movies, I'm not super into. And there's like a big like cult that follows them type of movies, you know what I mean?
Like they look, Sharknado.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I fuck those movies. The Room. I'm cool on them. The Room was not, fire. But The Room wasn't a parody. The Room was made by Tommy Wiseau on his own.
As a sincere attempt.
Yes, yes.
I did not.
Oh hi, Mark. Yeah. What line? Me and Jack say all the time. Be like, what time? Have you ever seen Disaster Artist? James Franco. I absolutely adored it. I thought it was awesome. I did. I thought James Franco got in trouble around that time in the movie industry for like tweeting at a like underage girl or some shit.
Something like that.
He played Tommy Wiseau to the fucking T, dude. He did such a good fucking job. And there was just like a couple funny parts in there that I liked that I thought were funny, which was what line? He kept coming out to that line that you just said, Slim, and it took him like 30 fucking, maybe even over that. It took him probably of 100 takes to say that.
What a goober.
Yeah. Yeah, coming out. I did not hit it. I did not like all that.
Oh, hi, Mark.
He's like, what line? I forget line. He kept coming out, and it was stupid. But, yeah, stupid it was just a little dummy. Insight to The Room, which is Disaster Artist. Shout out to that one. That was a pretty dope flick. He even put his little brother on. Dave Franco was on that shit pretty heavy, too, which was cool.
So comedy and fantasy, huh?
For you.
Comedy for me, fantasy for you.
I think fantasy and crime.
Yeah, those are your two?
Yeah. I like thrillers, too. I'm a big thriller guy. I like any thriller. I do like a good thriller. I'll probably put thriller over crime.
Hannibal Lecter.
Silence of the Lambs, Hannibal. And then I think there's something like Red Dragon or some shit. That's part of the trilogy on that one. It's something like that. It's something with dragons.
What else? What are some other good thrillers?
You got like Shutter Island. You got like the one that I seen probably the latest in theaters, which was the one with Split. Dan DeHaan, Cure for Wellness.
Oh, yeah.
Cure for Wellness was actually underrated. Nobody really talked about that movie. There was some pretty crazy torture fucking scenes in that movie.
Oh, I agree.
It was nasty.
We saw it in theaters, I think.
Yeah, me. I know me and Matt saw it together.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your go-to movie theater snack? What do you get in the theater?
Nothing now.
Nothing now?
Probably some kind of candy, yeah.
Yeah, well, nothing now is right.
Like the cookie dough bites or something, oh, probably.
That's the firest pick of all time because that's what the cheese would also fucking pick. Is the cookie dough bites.
Cookie dough bites.
I absolutely love the cookie.
Cookie dough bites or go fuck your mother.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What? Candy? Snow caps.
Ooh. I'll give you that.
Back in, yeah, I got snow caps. Yeah. Yeah,
that's like Necco wafers. Our grandparents ate those.
I thought you were gonna say the Airhead, little sugar, like the tablets. Shore Boys. Yeah, yeah, like the little
rainbow.
Like, yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Those are good.
You don't like those?
Oh, the little sour joints.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Them bitches
it's like the
are cut good.
Up fruit roll ups.
I like those.
Yeah, dude. I give you that.
Hell yeah! So let's move on to another one. All right, this is a big one, and I kind of touched on it a little bit earlier, so it's kind of going to be spoiled. But what's the best performance by an actor or actress in a movie
that I've seen?
And we're not going to include because it's the probably the best ultimate pick between me and Jack, and I'm going to say that's Heath Ledger's Joker. I know one of us is going to say that, and I don't want to waste a pick on
that one.
You
ready for this one?
Yeah,
Hilary Swank. And Boys Don't Cry.
Oh, shit.
No one's ever seen it?
No.
I accidentally watched this movie as a child, and let me tell you what. It is a tearjerker. It is a maybe a thriller, but it's also like makes you think. Hilary Swank played like a woman that was, I can't remember if she was transgender or if she was a lesbian. But she was dressing and cutting her hair like a man, and she started dating a woman. And the woman's father or ex-husband or something ended up killing Hilary Swank. And it was like in a southern town, so there was like a lot of bigotry and stuff. It was crazy.
Damn.
But yeah, it's Boys Don't Cry, Hilary Swank, in the 90s.
Damn.
Best performance I've seen, and I saw it as a child.
Holy shit. I don't think I've ever heard of the movie, to be honest with you. I know Hilary Swank, but mm-hmm. I've never heard of the movie before.
Good movie. It's a tearjerker.
I'm
going
to have to watch that one for sure.
What'd you think?
I like I said, I touched on it a little bit because I think that Malcolm McDowell killed it in A Clockwork Orange.
That's your pick?
If I had to pick, that'd probably be it, but I can name like a couple other ones.
Yeah.
Like I like De Niro a lot and Taxi Driver,
yeah. You're talking to me.
Yeah, I like Taxi Driver. It's a lot of people say, has anybody here seen The Joker, the new movie?
Mm-mm.
Fire.
Absolute fire. And I actually came out when I first saw the movie lukewarm on it, where I thought, you know, I kind of didn't like it at first.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a very depressing movie. It's a hard like movie to watch more than a couple times. I would say you would struggle through it, but Joaquin Phoenix and you know me, I don't like Joaquin Phoenix. Gladiator ruined Joaquin Phoenix for me forever. Like I fucking hate him. And you said that on one of the podcasts too. You're like Gladiator
he stabbed
you,
him. What a
yeah,
fucking
it was like
cheater.
One of the Mr. Zubs questions you had for him, which was funny. But
fucking cheetah,
Joaquin. He kind of bugs me, but Joker was fire. Like after I watched it a second time with Matt and I was like, dude, he did such a good job playing this role. And there was a lot of like interesting things in the movie that like, I think Ronnie said it like Batman and Joker being kind of like related because Thomas Wayne having an affair with Joker's mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think there's a lot of similarities between Taxi Driver and Joker, though. And that's a lot of people don't agree with that shit. They'll say, oh, it's its own movie and this and that. But there are so many like similarities between those two movies. Like both of them work a downbeaten job. They both are in a downbeaten town. They're both like mentally not all there because like I forget his name in Taxi Driver. Travis Bickle. That's his name. Yeah. Yeah. He takes this girl in the movie to like an adult theater, which is like a smooth move fucking guy. Yeah, Jesus.
What were you thinking?
So it like off puts her and she like goes away from him. So he's like not all there. He's coming from the Vietnam War.
Oh, okay.
And then you have the Joker, who's not, like, all there. Mm-hmm. And he has his own mental problems. And like I said, they both work a downbeaten job. It's all placed in, like, an old-style, like, New York-type setting.
Like, rough New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Both of them have, like, a plan that they're gonna, like, go through with, which is, like, Joker's gonna kill himself on the what De Niro show. I forget what the host name is in the Joker. Do you remember? I forget. It. Yeah. So he's gonna kill himself on De Niro's show, and then in Taxi Driver, he's gonna kill the president. And then both of them backfire on their plan. They'll one of them will not kill himself, Joker. He ends up killing the talk show host on set, which is odd. It was a cool twist to the story, but his plan is to kill himself. And then Travis Bickle's is to kill the president, but he backs out. And he actually, the difference between, I think, the Joker and Taxi Driver is that one of them ends up being a good guy, and the other one, Joker,
is the Joker.
Is the Joker, right?
Yeah.
Because he ends up saving Jodie Foster's character and Taxi Driver. And that's what it all leads up to. And her family, like, writes, she's been like a hooker on the streets for however long. And he wants to get her out of it. So he kills her pimp and kills like three other people that are in the room attached to it, pretty much. Dang. And he saves her life. And then she's been not kidnapped, but she just like left herself and like was missing and went to New York to be a prostitute. And he ends up saving her, and his family writes her writes De Niro a note, and then it's like, thank you for saving our daughter. He's in a coma at the end of the movie, and it's just like the Joker, where you don't know if it was all a dream, if it all took place in his head, because the Joker kind of ends like that as well, because he's in the asylum at the end of the film. So I think a lot of people think it's controversial to say that Taxi Driver and Joker are the same, but I think that they are pretty. There's a lot of similarities, and I can name a couple more, to be honest with you, but yeah. I don't want to go too far in it.
Okay. Well, yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
I think it was a
Joker was dope, though. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I fuck with Joker. I think it was a I don't think it's going to be Pattinson's Joker.
No.
No, because it took place in a different timeline. Yeah. They'd have to age Joaquin Phoenix up maximum way capacity. Yeah.
So, wouldn't be competitive.
who would make a good Joker for Pattinson's Batman?
I don't know.
Me. No.
Or Skarsgård or whatever.
Love Bill Skarsgård. That's one of the best performances in a movie as well as it. Pennywise is fucking awesome. I don't give a fuck what no one says. John said he didn't fuck with it. He's crazy. Pennywise was amazing, and it's a shame that horror movies don't get any Oscar nods.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
Yeah, he did a good job.
I loved him. I thought he was great. The first It was dope. Second It struggled a little bit. I liked it a lot when I left the theaters, and then I sat back on it and I was like, yeah, there's a couple fucking things with this movie that's not so great, but the cast is stellar.
Yeah.
You got James McAvoy, you got Jessica Chastain, you got fucking Bill Hader. Like, the cast is pretty great in it too. But yeah, it was dope. They followed the movie or the books to like pretty much a T, which you got to give your tip your hat off to anything that stays close to the source material. Yeah. Like that's how I feel.
Yeah.
But yeah,
everybody wants to put their own interpretation and shit on it anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's move on to a different one. All right. We can cover the thing that I wanted to cover. I don't know how long you guys want to go for. Jack,
that's up to you. Maybe do one more.
Oh, we can keep going. I can go all the time. Yeah, I got pages to keep going. So
you don't
want to
burn out on your first one, though.
Right, that's true. What's the first movie you remember seeing in the theater?
Well, I went to the drive-ins and fell asleep for Jurassic Park when it originally came out. It was the Flintstones and Jurassic Park double feature.
Okay.
At the drive-ins with my homies in kindergarten.
Jurassic Park has been my go-to go-to-sleep movie lately.
That's weird.
Because it's been on Netflix.
You like going to this sleep to the sound of dinosaurs screaming?
I don't make it to that part. I honestly get to the part.
That's the whole movie.
I just want to hear Jeff Goldblum hit his laugh remix, and then I'm going to bed. That's it for me. Have you heard that, Slim?
I don't think so.
I'm going to need the Jeff Goldblum laugh remix, please. Monty DJ, whenever you can get to that, that's fine. I'll hit that Blizzy after you.
What? I'm sorry.
Wow. Yeah, big time. That's okay. I'm going to hit that Blizzy, and then I'm going to need you to look up the Jeff Goldblum laugh remix, please.
You know that one?
Yeah, we need that one. That's a good starter for the Whack and Cheese podcast. You'll like this one, Slim. I'll bring the mic to you so you can hear it a little better.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it is pretty good.
Slim? I think so. It's funny.
It's like a weird laugh that he pulls off.
I can't believe that he left it in the film. It's just like, what? And you never noticed it, I'll guarantee. You'll be like...
So you dig up dinosaurs?
Quick little...
That was spot on.
It says ha 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 row or ha ha ha. It's loading. We got a stupid ad.
Dummy ad.
I'm just saying you need to chill out with the ads, YouTube. Yeah. Like, you guys are taking it a little bit too far.
Ridiculous. Except for on our videos. Give us more ads.
So you two dig up dinosaur?
Oh. They remixed it, but that's the laugh. About to sample that?
Yeah. How dumb is that?
It's super funny.
I'm just gonna say right away that Jeff Goldblum's best role is The Fly. I don't care if that's controversial or not. I don't think
I don't think so.
But The Fly, Jeff Goldblum's best movie.
I know which one is not his best one.
Jurassic Park Fallen Kingdom.
Thor Ragnarok.
No.
More like
More like Boromir.
Boraphil.
Is that what you guys know? You see that, right?
Oh, yeah. No, dude, it's not his best role, Thor Ragnarok. Not very good. I'm not a big fan of Thor Ragnarok. I'm not a big fan of any Thor movie, if we're going to be straight.
Hot take. Dark World's okay.
Dark World might be the worst one.
Yo, that villain's tight. That's
what,
like
the little ice king?
No, the little ice king, the who's that demon thingy. Like the dark elf or whatever.
Loki's like basically
No, the dark elf. It's a different dude.
What's Loki like?
Frost giant.
Frost giant. Okay. Yeah. All right, yeah.
No, that the dark elf dude is like one of his hardest enemies to deal with.
Okay.
In
all
the comics.
But they have like the squad with them that like throws me off. They're rolling with like the lower tier. The dude from Chronicles of Riddick, if anybody remembers that. Falco, I think is it. You like Chronicles of Riddick?
Chronicles of Riddick, huh?
Vin Diesel's best movie, if we're going best movies.
You just said that was Vin Diesel's
best movie. I'm definitely 100% Chronicles of Riddick is Vin Diesel's best movie. It's not The Pacifier. It's not The Fast and the Furiouses.
No.
So what else? What else you got for me?
What else is he even in? Triple X?
Triple X is one of his better... That's already said. That's definitely not one of his best movies.
What else? What's the one where he has hair?
What?
Yeah.
Doesn't exist.
I promise you.
He did have a video game.
He has like a flat top haircut.
He was the Wheelman.
He's wearing like a goofy 70s suit, I promise you.
You guys ever play the Wheelman demo? PS3? It was a probably Xbox game too, I'll bet.
Don't Wheel look
Man
like
was,
plugs.
Wheelman was dope.
Find me guilty.
Is look, that what it is? He's wearing like a plaid suit in one of the pictures. And his hair literally, it's like a flat top. It's like from the 70s.
Look up Wheelman. What's he look like with hair? Ridiculous.
Yeah, bro, that's it. The suit.
Get him out of here.
What's it, comb back? It's not a flat top.
With the crazy widow's.
Yeah, bro. The dumb widow's peak. He looks like Jane Fonda's illegitimate son.
He's got the Taylor Hart head.
Oh.
Straight Hart
Vin Diesel roast.
He's got the fucking, yeah, the Vegeta.
Oh. Oh, the bank of Vegeta.
That's what
Majin
it is.
Majin Buu Vegeta. Throw a tattoo on his forehead.
Throw the M on there. That is a tight tattoo, though,
if you got it.
Don't care Kid about Boo. Having a day job. Get the Majin M.
The clone Kid Buu. Has anybody seen that? No? No? No?
Oh, the video thing?
The rapper?
Yeah, the rapper. Yeah.
What do you think about that? No clones?
I think that kid's bullshit.
No clones?
I think that kid has a lot of problems.
We can clone shit, though. Can we admit to that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. All right. All right. We can admit to
but
that.
But not
people
trashy shit rappers.
Yeah, like, is that the first thing?
If we can clone shit, why can't we clone people, shit? Though?
Because, I mean, look, we literally... Does that look
I'm not saying though? You can't.
Not all shitty rappers look like Kid Boo.
No.
Take the backhand
and
compliment.
Slim, no. Come on.
Now, some got bars.
I already. Yeah. Money Weather. Yeah.
Okay. Money Weather. Get it where fine mixtapes are sold.
Money Weather coming to a SoundCloud near you.
Albums.
This is a studio album. I apologize. So we're fine studio albums. A disc, CD.
I did hear Monty's comeback though to all that, not to all that, but a little Monty exclusive rap bar.
Oh,
I did hear that shit. Yeah, but it was cool. There was a couple.
Sad.
Hey, that
sad.
That line. There was a couple lines on there.
Huge.
He had a lot of lines on there.
Yeah.
All directed at me.
Ooh.
I know.
That was only the first one too. There's another diss out there.
Dang, dude.
We won't hear that one.
Let the hate flow through you.
No, it's
let the hate.
And then, the one day he called me, lazy or something.
There's nothing wrong with it, though. It's all a little friendly fun.
I'm about to rap on your shit.
Slim's savoring it all up.
Bring a beef track.
He ain't even worried about it.
Oh, Slim's about to make a new world.
Slim's world.
NWO.
You should have made the garage.
The garage. The straight garage.
Smoking, handing a torch back and forth. Be like, you guys see that over there?
Did I answer the first movie we saw in theaters?
No. I don't think so. We got to talking about Jurassic Park and Chef Goldblum.
Yeah, we hit a huge tangent. Yeah, Chef the Fly, best movie he's in. Definitely. First movie I've seen. This is going to be a pretty odd one. I saw it with my dad. Small Soldiers, Big Battle.
Ooh, that's right. The cat tagline for the toys. It's Small Soldiers.
Right? Is that the right title?
Yeah, it's just Small Soldiers.
It's not Big Battle?
No, that's the tagline for the toys.
Oh, okay.
Small Soldiers, Big Battles.
Fuck. Oh, that's how I remember it.
Yeah.
They got me.
They got you.
They got me.
Yeah. That's exactly it. They got you. You bought some toys.
I'm not going to lie. I don't remember the movie.
Yeah.
At all.
Fire.
Don't remember it at all. The first movie I remember seeing in theaters was Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's tight. That's the first movie in theaters.
Yeah, that's like I remember it being a huge deal.
Yeah.
Like, the theater was fucking packed. And it was the theater by Fridays out in Green.
Okay.
Arlington.
Off the highway right there? Yep.
Have you guys ever played this shit?
Minecraft, huh?
No. Never fucked with Minecraft.
It's very addicting.
Yeah, I hear.
Well, what do you guys think? You want to close it out with your pick of the week?
It's up to you.
Pick of the week. What time are we at?
You guys are 3 minutes from an hour and a half.
Yeah, let's close it out at an hour and a half.
You
want
to keep going?
We'll close it at an hour and a half, and then we'll go on the next one. No, I'm saying I don't want to go too long either.
Yeah. Well, you guys are doing your show, right?
I don't know. We'll see. Yeah, we'll see.
Maybe, yeah. Well, if you're not, let's keep going.
It's up to Jack. Oh,
we could do it then, and you want to keep talking on ours?
Yeah. If you're not doing yours, I want to keep going.
Yeah, no, let's do ours then. We'll take a break and do ours. Close it out with your pick of the week.
Pick of the
video
week.
Video game, movie, something you want people to go check out.
Oof.
Ooh, I was thinking you guys are going to pick a movie to review. Like, you guys pick a movie, you're going to both watch it this week and then come
right.
Funny or whatever kind of
Well, should it be one we haven't both haven't seen?
Yeah, that's absolutely.
Probably gonna be hard.
Oh, a movie you guys haven't seen?
It has to be. It has to be.
Okay.
I mean, we can go once like we get a little deeper if we got any people who want us to like review something.
Yes.
We can look at that.
Suggestions.
Movie suggestions.
Yeah. I think I prefer something we haven't seen for the first one. Fuck it.
What's a classic you haven't seen?
I feel like I said one on here.
I don't remember.
You mentioned one, I think.
Here you go, sir.
But you already seen it. So, classic movies I haven't seen. Black Hawk Down is a requested one by AJ Solo.
Yeah, I've seen Black Hawk Down.
I have not.
All right. I'm about to look up classic movies.
All right.
You guys just be like, yes or no.
Yep.
I really can't think of one. I haven't seen the original Blade Runner.
I have.
Ooh.
Okay. I got 37 of the best movies of all time here.
Let's see it. Apocalypse Now?
Nope.
You haven't seen Apocalypse Now?
No. Nope.
I haven't seen the whole movie either.
I just actually... Max Payne's on Netflix, and I started that shit. Mel Gibson. Big Mel Gibson fan.
Dang. Mel Gibson, Max Payne.
I do want to finish it.
Yeah?
I got like halfway through.
Movie?
Yeah. I fell asleep on it. They just put it on Netflix, I think. What you got for us?
Just fucking old ass movies.
What you got? Keep going. Go through the list. Let's hear some.
I mean, they're literally from like the 30s.
Just like super
old.
Nah,
I don't want none of that shit.
Yeah,
I don't handle old movies super well. And there's only a few that have impressed me, which is like.
We're talking about Casablanca.
Nah.
Yeah,
that's
we need
like a like.
Have you seen Death
Game
Wish?
Shit. No.
That's a good one. Charles
movie?
Bronson, I'm pretty sure.
Is that the racing one?
No, I'm pretty sure it's the one with Charles Bronson
one?
Where like he just starts shooting people. Death Race.
Death Race.
Yeah.
Death Proof is a movie though.
Sure.
I
sounds like a Seagal movie. Death Proof.
That's your favorite.
Yeah.
What do you think about Seagal?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Trash.
Yeah. Yeah, get him out of here.
He taught Anderson Silva the head kick.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's why he's done.
Yeah.
Not in the UFC by any means. That's not a hot take. I like Anderson Silva, though.
Getting killed by a polar bear.
Bipolar bear? The bipolar bear?
The bipolar bear? What's that? Family
Guy? Have you seen Reservoir Dogs?
Yes. That's actually what I wanted to do. I'm sorry. Can I before we get like out of here, I did there was one thing that I wrote down that was 100% that I like wanted to do for the movie podcast. Every week, just like what we're going to do with this reviewing a movie once a week, I want to pick a director and rank his movies from worst to best. I think that'd be another cool thing to do.
Okay.
And Tarantino, we can start with since you just mentioned Reservoir Dogs.
All right. So you guys are going to have a top to bottom list.
Yeah, and Tarantino's only 10 movies, so.
Okay. So
it'll be quick. It won't take long. But let's pick the movie first that we're gonna review, and then we'll do.
Have you seen Airplane? 1980.
No, it's on Netflix too, so I can watch it.
Okay.
I've seen it on
there's
there.
One. Let's.
I'll bet Jack has seen that. Yeah, I'll bet Jack's seen that movie.
Airplane.
That's a bet one. No,
that looks really fucking scary.
Enter the Dragon.
No, I haven't seen Enter the Dragon.
That's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, right?
Yeah, but Kareem's in that movie too.
I've seen Enter the Dragon.
Oh, I was gonna say we can watch Enter the Dragon.
Bruce Lee Murphy.
Memento.
Yes.
Yeah, where he has the tattoos on his skin.
No. I haven't seen it, and I would love to see it. That's Christopher Nolan.
Yeah,
Memento, I have seen it.
You've seen
where
it?
Where he has the tattoos on his skin. Yeah.
Damn, I
Slumdog
do.
Slumdog Millionaire?
I've seen it.
Yeah.
It's a good movie.
Like Slum.
It's a beloved movie.
Yeah, no, it won an Oscar.
Yeah.
Okay. What about...
Good movie, though.
Seven?
Yeah, with Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Morgan
yeah,
Freeman.
Yeah, I've seen Seven.
So I said it's going to be hard to find one we both haven't seen.
Amadeus?
No.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
About the composer? Yeah.
No, I haven't seen that one.
You guys both saw WALL-E?
Yeah.
Yeah. The animated WALL-E?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that good.
How about Dune?
Brokeback Mountain's number 76.
Brokeback Mountain. I haven't seen it.
That was Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Heath Ledger.
There's one more big actor in that too, isn't there?
I have no idea.
I didn't know that.
Look at the cast. There's one more guy on there that we're missing.
Tommy Lee Jones.
No, it's somebody. I think so.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin.
Nah.
Have you seen Dune?
Is that it? Look at the cast.
Yes. No, Dune.
I've seen Dune.
D-U-N-E.
Yes.
The old one?
Kevin Bacon? Or no, that's Tremors. The fuck?
Yeah, you haven't seen Dune?
No.
It's like a futuristic one.
No.
It's like a futuristic sci-fi one.
I haven't seen Dune.
Look up Dune real quick. I haven't seen Dune.
He's still looking up something.
Oh, sorry.
There's one more guy in there.
Randy Quaid?
Yeah.
More like Randy Quaid.
Yeah, more like Randy Quaid. You not another Dennis teen Quaid? Movie.
More like Randy
it's Quaid. It's Dennis Quaid's.
What was the other thing, though?
Brother.
Dune. D-U-N-E. There's a newer one, but you want the older one.
Have you ever heard of Randy Quaid, yes. Monty? That's Dennis Quaid's brother.
It's the...
Yeah.
Have you seen...
Independence Day.
1984 American epic science fiction film written and directed by David Lynch. It's about...
David Lynch is good. Dune. Good director.
You got the synopsis.
Paul,
yeah, he's got some good shit.
Nobleman Paul Atreides.
Ooh.
And includes an ensemble of well-known American and European actors in supporting roles.
Did you hear me about Randy Quaid?
No, what about
him? Independence Day?
Oh!
Flies into the spaceship as the crazy pilot.
Himself.
Really?
Yes. Yep. He's the uncle in National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, too.
Independence Day was horrible.
He's that drives the RV. Not peace.
Okay.
No peace.
Kenny, quit farting around.
Get on up here.
Dune!
Almost Famous? Well, you guys have both not seen Dune?
No.
You haven't?
I haven't seen Dune. I just know it's a classic.
We're going with Dune.
All right.
We got to find it.
Dune. That's the first one we found. That's it.
But yeah, Dune. Let's go with Dune.
Yep.
That's a classic.
Yep. While you were going to the bathroom, I wanted to throw one more thing in here.
Let's hear it.
Before we go off. Every week I want to pick, and it will probably run out at some point.
Honestly, I heard you the director.
Yeah. I want to pick a director. Lincoln? Yep.
Yeah, I heard you when I was going.
So let's go with Tarantino. He mentioned Reservoir Dogs. I've seen probably every Tarantino movie.
Kill Bill, Django, what else? Inglourious Bastards is his.
Yep.
Pulp Fiction.
Yep.
We said Reservoir Dogs, so that's five.
Hateful Eight,
six.
Yep.
What are some more Tarantino movies, homie? Well, what are we? You want to do top 10?
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I haven't seen it.
Awesome.
You want to do his top 10 or you want to do top 5? It's up to you.
Should we do top 5 or top 10, Monty?
Probably top 5, because how many directors are going to have 10 movies?
The big ones that we dive into.
You think so?
Like, okay. Spielberg will have
a
top
Spielberg,
10.
Spielberg, Scorsese. Yeah. You're right. So, yeah, we'll do 10.
Oh, fuck. He has...
For the smaller ones, we'll go 5.
Tarantino's
five.
First movie was Reservoir Dogs, then Pulp Fiction, Jackie Brown.
Yep, awesome movie.
Kill Bills.
Yep.
Death Proof.
Haven't seen it.
Inglourious.
That's the one you said.
Yeah.
That was his worst rated movie too. Was Death Proof.
Yeah.
And his worst selling movie as well.
It makes sense.
Inglourious Bastards.
Yep.
Which was his second highest grossing.
Good movie.
And what? Oh yeah. No. And then Django Unchained. His
awesome
bestseller.
Yep.
The Hateful Eight and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Ooh, which was actually his second.
Yeah, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Hateful Eight grew on me.
Yeah, it is pretty
Hateful
good, actually.
Hateful Eight is the, like, underrated one out of a bunch.
Extended cut, too.
Yeah. It is, too. Like, people sleep on that movie pretty hardcore,
How
I would say.
How would you describe his directing style?
Tarantino's?
Pretty explicit.
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he doesn't
over
around.
The top, yeah.
Which is cool.
Cartoonish violence.
I appreciate that. Django's good for, like, the music mix is pretty crazy.
That dude improvised the part where he grabbed Jamie Foxx's dick, too.
No.
Yes.
Leonardo improvised the part where he cut his hand and rubbed it on the woman's face.
Kerry Washington.
Yeah. And you get a fucking Oscar.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
Got an Oscar for the shittiest movie he could have possibly got an Oscar for.
What, The Revenant?
Yeah. not better than Wolf
Jamie
of Wall
Kennedy
Street.
Or Jamie
Jack
Kennedy.
I know you got the hot take that you hate Wolf of Wall Street, but Cheese is gonna go on the other side of the fence on that one. I fuck with that movie hardcore.
So, you like Leo, though.
Leo is great.
It's not because you like Jordan Belfort. And
no.
I don't hate it because I hate
no,
Leo.
I
hate
with
Jordan Belfort.
Wall Street heavy, though.
Yeah.
And that one, Leo shouldn't maybe have won Best Actor.
No.
But I think
Jonah Hill.
Yeah, Jonah Hill should have. Yeah. No. Jonah Hill should have won maybe Best Supporting Actor.
Yeah.
For that one. Yeah.
I'll give you that. But like I said, you like it because Leo. I don't hate it because Leo. I hate it because that goofball.
Leo's probably number one on top actors for Cheese,
yeah.
By the way. Yeah. I'll throw that out there.
Dang.
We'll hit that question real quick.
All right. So
yeah, Tarantino films.
Tarantino
yeah.
Next week and Dune review. Yep.
Yep.
All right.
Let's get it.
Dope.
What's your social media, Cheese?
Cheese is at the. It's just my last name with two numbers on the. Yeah, I'm not real big on the social media.
Okay.
So, like, Instagram, I'm hitting with my, like, old gamer tag. It's my last name, which is SCH with a 1-8 in between the UTTE. So, that's my Instagram.
Wendy. Anything else?
No, I'll be on here again.
I know
that. I want to be on the Garage Talk and shit, too, the Garage Pod. Shout out to them. Shout out to A&A for letting us do this. Slim, Monty, thank you very much. It was a good time. I like just sitting here and talking movies and games, and that's the whole point of this shit.
Yeah, and we're going to continue to do it. That's for sure. This is going to be at least a weekly thing, if not, like, a couple times a week.
That's cool, dude.
Yeah.
I'm down. I can,
yeah,
we
we'll
can
figure
talk
it
movies
out.
And games all day.
Start getting you guys like a little laptop, too. So
okay.
I got a laptop.
What, with the company money?
Yeah. We'll buy you one.
Yeah. Look me up, WackJads, JWAD7408. What's our Wacky and Monty show on Twitch and YouTube?
Do we got a YouTube now?
Yeah. Oh, no, it's WackJads on YouTube. I apologize.
Okay.
It is Wacky and Monty show,
yeah,
on Twitch.
Wacky and Monty show on Twitch.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then our Twitter is
Wacky Monty. Yeah, Wacky _ Monty Show. So we'll catch y'all next week.
We're actually about to report right now.
Yeah, so
that's
check
cool.
out all of our stuff, Lousy Weather Media, A&A MMA. Check everything out.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
We're out of here.
Everyone's peace.